But why? Because agape demands that you do what's best for the child. Agape is what is best for the other person, and not only in terms of what is best for that other person, but everybody else. Verse 44, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Use balance. Agape asks, is it best for me to confront this situation because it's best for the other person? Or is it best for me to let one go and take it on the chin because it's best for that person? The question you always ask yourself, what must I do that is best for the other person? That's agape. Sometimes you stand up and defend yourself, and sometimes you don't. For example, take the woman with an abusive husband who's saying through her actions, I love him. I must suffer with him. While he is sleeping around, boozing it up, getting drunk all the time. Especially if there are children involved, it is not best for him or the children in keeping that mate. Agape demands that we do what is best, in that case, for all. Pastors have run into this situation all the time. It's very common. Two, second point for long-suffering. Keep your perspective on what God is doing in your life as an ambassador for the kingdom of God. There are many times where we should take abuse or we should take misunderstanding for the sake of the kingdom of God. Just because we have the right to do something, say in defense of ourselves, doesn't mean it is a good thing to do.